We are heading to the KRDO Newsline right now, and throughout KRDO's morning news, both locally and on our national news, we've been talking about the latest overnight shellings that have been going on in Gaza. And Tom Rivers, ABC News correspondent, joins us on the Newsline right now. And Tom, there's a new call by a coalition of Muslim nations asking for Israel to stop the attacks on Palestinians, huh?
Yeah, there's been a number of calls. One group, yes, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, 57 nations, say put a break to this. There has to be a ceasefire. Too many people are dying on both sides. The latest numbers right now I'm looking at, 200 Palestinians have been killed, including 59 children. The other side, 10 Israelis have lost their lives, and any single life is too much to pay for this particular, if you will, episode, tragic, violent episode in the Palestinian and Israel saga. But yeah, a number of calls coming forward at the Security Council last week. You had countries like Norway, China, and Tunisia saying, let's put out a statement saying we want both sides to sign up to a ceasefire. The U.S. did not want to sign up to it. They said they wanted diplomacy to take a different form. They said it would be better that way to de-escalate. We're into day 7, and if you keep not engaging, you're going to have violence on day 8, on day 9, on day 10. So the U.S. really has to step up to the plate on this one.
Yeah, and it seems as if there is that kind of vacuum of leadership, especially from the U.S. kind of coming in as we've been silent right now. You know, we've seen as well a lot of ongoing issues with this, you know, also the turmoil and kind of lack of leadership as President Benjamin Netanyahu also trying to set up a government, but they're in a political kind of no man's land as well in Israel. So is there anything that can be done besides just all these people trying to say, hey, let's call an end to this? But is there really any end in sight, Tom?
Yeah, a lot of a lot of countries, a lot of groups saying, this is not good, let's stop it. That doesn't get you very far down the road. What you need is concerted pressure. The biggest player that can leverage the situation is the U.S. Remember, the U.S. taxpayer gives Israel $3.3 billion like clockwork each and every year. You get some kind of pressure out of giving that kind of money to the Israeli government, and you want them to listen. Interesting, too, Tony Blinken is over in Copenhagen today. You remember the incident maybe over the weekend Saturday where the Israelis took down a building in Gaza that housed a number of media outlets, including the Associated Press. And Blinken says at this point he's seen absolutely no evidence from the Israeli side that Hamas was using this as some kind of a screen or a shield. So, yes, interesting to keep watching that one as well.
Right. And that building completely demolished from the video that I saw over the weekend. In the meantime, does this shed any light on what this latest conflict means or maybe doesn't mean for those Abraham Accords, which got such play just about a year ago?
Yeah, we're stuck in no man's land again. And this latest thing, if you want to go back as far as just a couple of weeks, we had, the courts in Israel were looking at some of the property in East Jerusalem and the possibility of evicting Palestinians and handing that land over to Jewish settlers. Then we had the Israeli police entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque and, of course, throwing smoke bombs in there, stirring up the people. Response to that, Hamas fired rockets. In response to the rockets, Israel responded with airstrikes. So, you know, this is how this thing grows, one layer after another, and it seemingly gets more violent with each stage.
All right. Well, Tom Rivers, thank you for the update. We know that it is a dangerous situation over there, and for all the ABC News crews and stringers and freelancers who are in the area, we hope that they remain safe.